There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jennifer Horn is here to charge us all up. And Rich McFadden is here. Hey, charge! So as Jennifer is a Californian, this is among the worst ideas I've ever said. I think I told you once upon a time that I had a partner. She and I started a hedge fund, and we were able to get a lot of money from various sources to invest in what we were doing. The unfortunate thing was it happened. We started about 4 months before the crash of 2008.
Late, right?
A little bit late. So the thing that I carried with me was how much money some of these state pension systems have in them. We hit up CalPERS for, I think, $40 million, and it was nothing. It was like a second thought to them. This is the fund, as with most other states, they have all the unionized state workers in these big funds. I'm talking about huge billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars put aside for the payment to people who retire after they've worked for the state or for the federal government or for local and regional governments. The overhaul proposals in California, though, are a feature of state and local ballot campaigns all the time, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most unpopular things with Californians because they realize what a boondoggle it is. What kind of graft and corruption. I mean, there are all kinds of problems with it. Graft, corruption, cheating, connivory. Who wants to get a hold of all of this cash and be able to manage it? And what can they skim off of it? According to the estimates, there are $200,000 to $300,000 a day that just gets wasted and lost. $25 million a year, nobody can account for. These are all government employees and the benefits that they have worked for. Now, that's one side of this. The fact that the unions negotiate as well as they do, a lot of these state employees can get done. Your mother just retired. She's a member of CalPERS. She'll be getting a retirement check every month for the rest of her life. Based on, 84 percent of her highest earning years?
Right. Highest 3 years, I think.
Highest 3 years. Okay. So there's that, and most people who work for the police department, for the fire department, people who have any state job, they all love it because most of them can retire after 30 years, some 25 on the job, and collect. So let's say you're a policeman, and you start when you're 23, 24 years of age. And at 50, 51, 52, you say, you know what? I decide I want to start a computer business. I'm not going to work anymore. You can retire, and you get 83, 84% of the best 3 years that you put in. And for many of those people, it's $80,000, $90,000 a year. And that's, you've already supposedly worked to pay into it. It just seems like there's something that's out of balance in all of this. And so when you look at the reason I'm talking about this is because yesterday I had a long conversation with a fellow who's a state rep who is a very good friend of mine, and we were talking about service versus employees. All right, just follow me for a minute and see what you think about this. He was talking about the bus systems that serve in various parts of the state that are run by the state or local municipalities. The citizenry look upon these as buses to carry people to work or to whatever venue they want to go to. That's how the public looks at it that uses the service. What the government sees is an employment tool. So when they're trying to protect these, whether it's the routes that are serving the public or the jobs of the employees. What weighs more heavily most of the time on politicians is that it is an employee group, and it makes the numbers look better if these people all keep their jobs. If they don't, then unemployment numbers go up, looks bad for the politicians. So they feed these mechanisms, and this is a good example, but there are probably hundreds of others. They look upon politicians and bureaucrats, look upon these as ways to keep people employed, whereas the people who use the service look at it as, I need to get on a bus to go to work. And they don't put the two together. I thought it was fascinating to listen to him as the evaluation continues on what to do with several of these larger bus concerns that used to be private and the state took them over. And now they're, again, really large pension liabilities that no state had, none of these states, even if it's California, that has billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in their retirement. That's not enough to take care of everybody who's in the system now. So what do they have to do? They either increase the takeout when you are getting your paycheck, or they're going to increase taxes on the citizens of California or wherever to pay for these outrageous, some people say, outrageous pension plans. So I don't have a problem. I don't know whether I have a problem with how much they make, but it really bothers me that they can retire after 30 years and be in their early 50s and get that kind of dough.
I don't mind that, the age, so much, because you put in 30 years, it's just it's that time frame.
I can't do it. Richie can't do it. You can't do it.
No, you're right.
Well, so why should they be
but
able
I'm not
to do
it?
I don't see
it
how retirement plans at all are feasible for any company. Sooner or later, you're underwater.
Yep.
But, like, I don't think it's fair to, like, say that someone who retires at 50 is more unfair than, like, my mom, who's retiring at 62. Because they both put in 30 years, so I guess I'm just saying it's an age thing for me.
But it's
a retirement thing for me.
Yeah, okay. So your mother will probably live another 30 years. So she worked for 30, she has another 30 years. So basically, she's doing nothing, unless you consider that she ought to have been making, or she was in fact making. I listen to the teacher say, oh, wow, we only make this much money.
She wasn't.
Well, you know what? Okay, was she making $80,000 a year?
Maybe at the most, said 75, maybe at the highest.
All right. Yeah, but so now look at it as if she was making $150,000 a year, because she's going to make another 75 or 70 a year for another 30 years. That's the way I'm looking at it as somebody who's a taxpayer. Or if I were in the system, I'd want that. We'd all want to be self-serving and take it home.
I don't understand why every retirement plan isn't a 401k of some sort.
Well, if the...
Where we're investing back into ourselves and we're making money off of it instead of just sucking off of whoever's paying after us.
But sooner or later, it has to stop. It can't keep going.
You mean all... way. Retirement
any of this kind of stuff that is dependent on the money being there when government can have access to it, take it and use it for something else.
That's why I'm a fan of the 401k. It's public sector. It's not government funded. It's
the public,
funded,
the people,
private sector.
Right. Your employer, whether it be the state or a private organization, decides with you what they can put into a pension or a retirement fund. I don't think, frankly, that employers should be responsible for this at all. You get the best amount of money you can out of that employer, and then you do what you want with it.
Right.
You buy a car, buy a house, put it in their 401k, whatever it is. It's not his business what you do with the money, nor is it my business or anybody's business. But it's a
benefit.
Okay, it's great. If you want to do it, that's fine. But there's an expectation now when people say, oh, what are the benefits? Well, let's see. What are you going to do for me? No, I want to know what you're going to do for me before you even spend the first day on the job. What are the benefits? How much time off am I going to get? How much am I going to get paid an hour? Well, it depends on how well you do. Oh, no. I've got to have a starting salary or a starting amount of $20 an hour. Why? I don't know what you can do. Well, but I'm not going to come if I... So what are you going to do? I'm going to collect. And by the time I'm done, I can collect almost for 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is, as much as you're going to pay me. So why would I work for you when I can get almost the same amount of money without doing anything?
My nephew, who's 24 years old, graduated from the University of Maryland, passed the CPA on the first go-around and is making very good money as a young accountant, has decided that he's also going to become a fireman, a paid fireman.
Mm-hmm.
And he works... every fourth day,
yep.
and we'll do
24
his
hours.
CPA job, and we'll retire in 20 years
yeah.
from the fire department and
yep.
still work for the city. This kid is going to be sitting in Fat City.
Yeah. Right, smart.
He's so smart.
Yeah, he's smart. Puts it to work. I know, and then there are other kids, some people that we know who are in New York. Kids went to school. They're going to work at first year out of school, went to Wharton or wherever they went, and they're working for one of the Wall Street firms. They start at 80, second year 140. And so those people need to have a pension or retirement fund? No. They need to take the money and do what they would with
it. Invest it properly.
That's right, exactly. So I just think that this is something that is always worth a good conversation. It's always worth some. It's food for thought, basically, on the haves and have-nots, the good, the bad, and the ugly of how money is managed and how different people take and think that they deserve it. I think if you have a pile of money, you manage it, and you do the best you can with it. Some people are better at it than others, so maybe you need some advice. But to have the government say, we're going to take this much money from you, and we're going to invest it as we see fit, is just a real can of worms. There are two problems here. The management of the money, which is bound to lead to corruption, and then the corrupt nature of retiring after 30 years and having another 30, 40 years, you're going to make as much money again as you did when you were working. Doesn't add up for me. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Pick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourRight.com. That's BICFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Let us go through musically, because that's what happens during this portion of the program every hour. There's some sort of musical focus, and we tie it to events. But this is pretty straightforward. Number one during this week in 1982 belonged to Fleetwood Mac. Hold Me. Crack it up, Richie. Who doesn't like Fleetwood Mac? You don't like Fleetwood Mac?
You know,
Poppy, kind of. Maybe
yeah, Poppy. Poppy. I really, really appreciate what they did. I mean, the Rumors album is,
yeah, good album,
bar none, one of the biggest albums ever to sell in rock pop history.
Yeah.
Just didn't catch it.
That flavor, if you will. I'm not a big, big fan, but I like some of the stuff. This is a good song.
Hey, man. They killed it.
Number one for this week in 1983 was Michael Sambello. This is music from Flashdance.
No, she's really hot in this scene.
Yeah.
Jennifer Beals, oh man, I had to make
something.
Yeah, she is very much so.
All right, so we move ahead. This song has been hanging around for a long time as we go from week to week. Wherever it stays, it's in the
song. Seems like at the beginning of the summer we were playing this song as we reviewed the top songs for this week.
This song has been around. This was around a lot during the summer. 1984, Prince, When Doves Cry.
Like my mother, she never satisfied.
Never. What do you think? What kind of a story is this that he's telling?
Well, if you watch the movie, you'll know. Purple Rain.
Yeah. Doves Cry. All right, another great pop artist, Sting.
One of the best albums of all time, Dream of Blue Coat.
If you love somebody, set them free. Number one during this week, 1985.
Great.
Belinda Carlisle. Number one during this week in 1986, we move up the charts. Mad About You. You hear this a lot on the AC stations now.
They play the hits of today and yesterday.
All the hits
of
Melamonica.
Yeah,
we don't have one of those in DC.
Oh, really?
We need one. Yeah. That's where our oldie station has become.
Yeah, Washington's a horrible radio city. Whereas LA's a pretty good radio city.
LA's great.
Boston's
got 15 of every station. There's 42 sports stations in LA.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going here. Richard Marx. Number one this week, 1987. Terrible English, not a bad song. Don't mean nothing.
No, it don't mean nothing.
I wonder what rock and roll history would be like if we changed all the songs to be grammatically correct.
A lot of songs that were popular that wouldn't be. Elton, it moves backwards on the keys. Elton John, I don't want to go on with you like that. Number one this week, 1988. You don't want to be a feather in your cap. It's a good song.
I am mad.
Elton John. Followed up in the next year, Gloria Estefan, 1989, number one. Don't want to lose you.
A lot of don't want to go on here.
I know, there's like, yeah. That's right, look at these titles. Don't mean nothing. Don't want to go on without you. Don't want to lose you.
Yeah. Ooh,
1989.
Doug, we're going to move up one.
Which one?
Put your car on cruise and
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And the Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. Summertime. From the summertime of 1991.
Good stuff.
So this is Will Smith and somebody else.
And DJ Jazzy Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, we got to finish it off here.
Nothing lasts forever.
Everybody do your accent.
Guns N' Roses. Number one this week, 1992, November Rain. Why didn't they wait and release it in the fall? It's the same about November Rain.
No? I don't think they were counting on this one to be the big hit.
No, probably not. 28 after on Good Day.
The global agriculture company Syngenta is carrying out a plan to sustainably boost agricultural production to feed a growing world population. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities, and Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
Syngenta's Good Growth Plan has six global commitments. 20% more productivity of major crops, better fertility on 25 million acres of land, more biodiversity on 12 million acres, boosting the production of 20 million smallholder farmers by 50%, safety training for 20 million farm workers, and striving for fair labor conditions throughout the company's supply chain. Joe Wheeler heads the effort in North America.
Here in North America, it's all about how can we increase yields without increasing inputs? How can we improve fertility of farmland and enhance biodiversity?
Wheeler adds, however, there will still be some attention to small farmers in North America.
The way we define smallholder is very much focused on emerging markets, but there is increasing interest in local food production in North America. So we are investigating what we can do in those areas, specifically urban agriculture is one of those opportunities, as well as working with recent immigrants to North America who had perhaps been farmers in their prior lives and now helping them get adjusted to the one in this country.
More in my next show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, facing the issues of the day, is Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, yours truly, Ellen DeGeneres, is going to start taping her program, and the first guest is going to be Hillary Clinton, along with Caitlyn Jenner, and
those three have a lot in common.
Caitlyn Jenner. And
Ellen and Hillary.
Oh,
they do have a lot to talk about.
Really? You think they'll talk about that?
How funny that the most feminine one on the stage is a man.
Nice. See, you're perpetuating the Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you are. That's not fair.
Well, you know what? Like it's not nice, but it's true.
How do you know it's true?
It's kind of true.
Huh? How do you know?
Because Rich just said it.
She's calling her like she sees it.
Really?
Yeah.
How did she? Was she wearing rose-colored glasses? Yes, no?
No.
Is Jennifer.
Yes.
Or is Caitlin?
Oh. Well. Anyway, what does Donald Trump think? That's the question of the day. We always
probably
need to ask.
Just what I said is what Donald Trump will say in about 10 seconds.
Right.
It's all over.
PC filters are going away.
So the Russians are at war with the Dutch.
Who cares about the Dutch?
The Russian Agriculture Inspection Department is destroying all the flowers that are coming in from the Netherlands, saying that they are insect-ridden. However, many see this as a response to the investigation into the crash of Flight 17 that was blown up over the Ukraine. Most of the passengers on the plane were Dutch. Most of the investigators are from the Netherlands, and most are pointing a finger at the Russians. So now, in a fit of genius, as you can imagine, Vlad, Pukin Putin, says, all right, we'll fix you. We're not buying any more flowers from you. And the flowers you've sent here, we're going to burn them all because they're no good.
Wow.
So
he's been burning flowers. He's been burning food. I mean, right. It's just a real, you know, wow. Right.
It's good for business.
Real humanitarian.
Wow. Whatever his business is trouble, is it not? Difficult situations.
Well, you know, that said, I'm kind of with the Russians on burning the flowers if they're bringing in bugs. I mean, look at the stink bug thing that we've got going on in this
country. Where
did they come from?
China.
Exactly. China attacked us with their stink bugs.
Yep.
And look what they're doing. Those things are,
We don't have too many stink bugs. You want to explain?
Oh, they're all over here on the kind of the northeast.
They're in Washington where they belong.
They're just trying to find their mamas.
All right. Egypt imposing harsh anti-terror laws. The president of Egypt approved anti-terrorism laws yesterday, which offer added protection to law enforcement officials. They can introduce the use of force. And the death penalty awaits for anybody who leads a government-designated terror attack. In other words, if you're a terrorist, you attack the government, automatic death. They don't even really have to bring you to trial.
What's wrong with that?
Well, yeah, I don't know, I'm actually okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I just kind of want to know how things are.
Send all our terrorist suspects over to Egypt.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, they've had a lot of car bombs over there lately, haven't they? The bomb that went off... was it a week or so ago? Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of them attributed to the Muslim, not to the Muslim Brotherhood, but to the, you know, the Muslims have their groups, and it's amazing to watch them fight among themselves. They really are. You know, we talk about America will destroy itself from within. You leave these Muslim groups alone for long enough, and they'll bump each other off.
See, that's what I say.
Humanity will destroy itself from within, sadly.
Well, so, I mean, you know, I worry, I'm not worried, because I don't know. It'll happen in our lifetime, but we're doing really dumb things. We really are. Really dumb things.
But we've done really dumb things since the beginning of time.
So. Yeah. A team of researchers has completed the first field trials on a book that can be used to filter drinking water. A book.
A book?
That can be used to filter drinking water.
What, has it got the instructions in it?
The drinkable book, developed by Carnegie Mellon University, uses treated pages that contain nanoparticles of silver or copper, which kill bacteria in water as it is filtered. Trials in 25 contaminated water sources in South Africa, Bangladesh, have so far proven successful, removing 99% of bacteria to produce levels of contamination that are considered acceptable in the U.S. The paper comes printed with directions and the information about why water should be filtered. Each page can clean up to 100 liters of water, which means one book could filter a person's water supply for 4 years.
That's awesome. I love it.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, we are so spoiled in this country. We have no idea how bad it is around the rest of the world, especially in Asia and in Africa, parts even of Central and South America, the islands, where people don't have what we have. They don't have cleanly any. They don't have water for showers. They make $80 a month. They basically have enough money to buy a little bit of food and to offer a little bit of sustenance living for the people in their family. We have no idea until you travel to these other places what it is that these people live with through their years. It's not just temporary, it's through their lives. And they don't know any different, they don't know any better, unless they come and work here. That's why so many
of
these
people... So the next time you start whining and moaning about how bad things are here, think about living there every day.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But should we tolerate the shocking, callous management practices that the government, that people have been complaining about for years? Should we tolerate? Should we say, oh, well, it's just one of those things? Or is, you know, do we do something about it? That's the, I think that's the question, $24 question. Apparently, one of these California fires was started by a homeless man, Jennifer.
I had heard the one in Montebello was started by someone.
200 acres.
Angeles National, which is actually the mountain range that runs by my house. This one's just kind of further. It's further away, though.
Mm-hmm. So how is this? I'm wondering, these people live out in the... There are people that live in town and people that live out in the country, sort of.
What do you mean as far as...
Town and country homeless.
The homeless, here's what's weird, is that, you know, you have some of the homeless that live in the cities, but so often in Los Angeles, we have so many suburban areas that have these, you know, mountainous areas. So, for instance, in my town, it's prime position for homeless people because they can walk into town and they can beg during the day and then they go sleep in the wash in the canyon.
Yeah.
And it's a real problem. I mean, just about 6 months ago, we had a homeless guy start a small fire that luckily was put out quickly in our wash because... Because they set fires at night to keep warm, and it's
cold in the desert at night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Best and worst cities in the world. Want to know what the best city is?
In the world.
Defined by who?
The Economic Intelligence Unit of the Economist magazine.
So this is like livability.
Livability ranking of 140 cities in our world.
Okay.
Number one on the list is Melbourne, Australia, as being the most livable city in the world. Number zero, the worst city to live in the world, is Damascus, Syria.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, duh. A little worse than L.A.
Yeah.
I know L.A.'s no picnic, but let's put someplace like Syria. Might give us a run for our money, Rich. Thank you.
No, I think a lot of, I mean, L.A.'s got a lot of great...
Los Angeles.
I don't see how you people stay
you
there.
You go to Beirut, and then you come to Los Angeles and be like a picnic, McFadden.
Beirut's looking pretty good when you got $6 a gallon gas.
Mm-hmm.
And no water, and everything's on fire.
Welcome to California, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Doug Steffens, good day at 43 after the hour. Donald Trump heads for jury duty. What happened when he showed up? That's next on Good Day.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs. On a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Oh, Beck, how was your visit with the dentist?
Good.
Shall we book another appointment, Beck? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
The conditions of listenership are that you open your ears and your mind to what it is that we're talking about so that you can make your mind up about some of the issues yourself. 888-302-3684 reaches us. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Richard DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So Donald Trump was reporting for duty, but didn't get very far because... the judge said we don't need his type, his kind of here. What do they say?
Well, he showed up at New York Supreme Court in downtown Manhattan, just surrounded by the media.
Yeah.
One prospective female juror said, I thought, wow, is this really him? He's a nice-looking guy, which I can't imagine. He seemed pretty unfazed. He was caught dozing off at the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. He kissed babies, signed autographs, and took selfies in the afternoon after he came back from lunch. When he tweeted, by the way, on his lunch break, listening to Rush Limbaugh on the way back to jury duty. Fantastic show, terrific guy. Yeah. He wasn't chosen for jury duty. He was released, and he is now safe. He won't be called back for 6 years.
Really?
But he spent the whole day, all the way through the afternoon.
Huh. All right, so there
he
is.
He got a presidency in.
Yeah, he said he enjoyed the experience, and there you go.
All right, so if Donald Trump were Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton is testifying before this congressional committee. The congressman's name, I think, is Trey Gowdy, right?
Yeah.
Trump,
yes.
You're a loser. That's what he says to Gowdy. If you were Hillary Clinton, you say, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You run the committee that's demanding all my emails, this is Mrs. Clinton speaking, from when I was Secretary of State. And so apparently some reporter went to Gowdy and said, what's the story with your emails? And he said, what do you mean? Well, where are they, and how can we see them? Everybody in Congress is supposed to have emails that are available to the public. The guy stonewalled them, and nobody knows. Apparently, Mr. Gowdy has something to hide.
Well, every politician, every...
Now, with this can of worms,
Colin Powell should be housed on government-protected servers.
Colin Powell had a private email account the whole time he was Secretary of State.
And well, the new rules came into effect in 2008 when Hillary Clinton was. So, I mean, it was a different set of rules. But yeah, you're right. Other people had private email accounts before that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Where the law is being broken is not that she had the server. That was against the rules of her job. But where the law was broken is that she's saying that she didn't get classified emails on that server. Well, there were emails that were sent to her that were marked top secret. She's claiming that the server somehow removed that classification and that these emails somehow filtered through and that she had no idea that they were classified, which seems a little... I mean, so the question is, when did the top secret get removed? That's
the
legal aspect
of it. You can't look at the content and tell whether it's top secret or not.
And if you are Secretary of State, wouldn't you assume that you'd be getting top secret classified emails? I mean, I would think that.
I don't ever get any on my... Do you ever get any? Doug at DougStephan.com. I never see anything that's top secret.
Mark something top secret and send it to me, Doug. It'll make us feel good.
Top
feel
secret.
Like spies.
Mm-hmm. What would be a good candidate for that?
Would you say hi?
That's all?
Just write top secret in the subject line. It'll just make us feel cool.
All right. In England today, the English, which is handy that they're in England, are hoping to boost the range of electric cars by introducing roads that can charge the vehicles as they drive along.
Awesome.
This is something that has been in the works. We've talked about it two or three times over the past month or so, but we have a picture of it at DougSteffen.com as how it looks. We have the HOV lanes in a lot of the big traffic areas. In England, they're putting a self-charging lane.
Great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yep.
And it comes all from the sun. All of what's in the macadam, all the sun creates the electricity, and the electricity will then power the car. You don't ever run out of, you know, now, what is it, 300 miles? That's all you can get out of a Tesla or a car like that. So, our question at DougSteffen.com, the poll today, do you have an electric car? A, yes, and I love it. B, yes, but I'm not happy with it. C, I have a hybrid. D, no, but I want to get one. E, no, I'm happy with my gas guzzler. Woohoo! 51 after on Good Day.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. That means we're going to be joined in a moment by Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on amazing Amazon. Is it as amazing as it may seem? Apparently outside it is, inside it's a question and a half. So we'll talk about that, and whether it's something you should care about if you're doing business with Amazon. Up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk
actually use every day. Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty with an I.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Greg Stebbin here on Good Day with Amazon in the news. Some pretty unpleasant reviews of their work culture. What are we to believe?
Well,
and why does it make a difference?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have, first of all, this was a very extensively researched story in the New York Times. They say they spoke to over 100 employees and former employees. And then many Amazon employees, and the picture that they paint, frankly, it sort of reminds me of Charles Dickens' England, you know. I mean, it's a terrible place. You know, one quote is, yeah, I mean, one quote was, I've seen every one of my coworkers cry at their desk. I mean, that's not where I want to work. Many Amazon employees and former employees lashing back and saying this is nothing like the place I worked, or it used to be a pretty bad place to work and it's changed. I do think it's important, though, because this is a technology trend that could continue for all companies. Amazon is all about data, and they're using data to extract the most from employees. That nobody disputes. The end result is, are people crying or are people empowered by the ability to do their best? And companies learn from other companies about what a proper workplace should be like. Yeah. So if we don't rise up.
Yeah, but what's a callous environment? I think that we have entitled so many people in this country. We've led them to believe that they are allowed to go out and have a 15-minute smoke break every hour, that they can go on their smart device anytime they want to handle things that have nothing to do with work. I mean, come on. At some point in time, I think I saw a survey that basically the average worker spends 64% of his time that he's being paid for working for the boss. The rest of it is screwing off, doing stuff that has nothing to do with personal things, whatever, has nothing to do with what they're being paid to do.
Well, but I think this is exactly why this is an important story. I'm not saying Amazon is wrong here. I think it's shocking the picture that the New York Times paints versus the picture that employees and ex-employees, others are painting. But I think it's important to get to the bottom of it so that the workplace is not either negatively or positively influenced by what appears to be untrue.
One of the things that you can always count on from the New York Times is there's an axe to grind. So let's not go too far without finding out who is responsible for this, for what is it, goring the axe or whatever the expression is. There's always, at the Times, always a reason for something like this. Meanwhile, other things that are of interest, people are learning how to unsend an email. What happens? We had a story at DougStephan.com a bit ago about, I found it fascinating. How do you unsend an email?
Well, so the first thing you have to understand is the way that these programs work is they don't send the email as you're normally accustomed to sending and receiving them. Mm-hmm. They actually save them in a special format. So when the person gets the email, they know something strange or different is going on, but it does enable you to unsend it, and if that's important to you, it's something to investigate. There's lots of apps in Gmail that will enable you to do this.
Apps in Gmail that will allow you to unsend an email that you might have wished after you sent it to Jed. 59 after. Good information as usual from Greg Stebbin, tech editor at Men's Health Magazine.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.